Welcome to Crown of Life Baptist Church.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade,
saints and angels storm.
Good morning, Central Indiana. You're listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church, currently meeting at the Cambria Hotel Noblesville. We invite you to join our Sunday morning service at 10 o'clock, preparing hearts to embrace God's word and desiring his coming kingdom. God is calling sinners to the cross, and he is calling believers to the crown. Enjoy today's program with Pastor Greg DeZula. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life.
The Lord Jesus Christ commands the New Testament church to go into all the world and make disciples. In Mark 16:15, Jesus said to his disciples, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." The Great Commission in the book of Matthew says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." There is a huge distinction between a mere believer in Christ and one who becomes a disciple of our Lord. Remember that Jesus Christ loves you, but he does not want his children to ignore nor despise his commandments. Enjoy this wonderful series of messages entitled "The Cost of Being a Disciple," and learn what the distinction is between a mere believer and a follower of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Hear us here on Freedom 95 every Sunday morning at 7:30 a.m., and join us this morning at 10 a.m. at the Cambria Hotel in Noblesville, Hamilton Hall Conference Room, exit 210 off of I-69, or find us on Facebook, YouTube, or our website under Crown of Life Baptist Church. email me at gdezula@gmail.com. That's gdezula, G-D-Z-U-L-A. I look forward to hearing from you soon. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. This is part 9.
A disciple needs to be prepared to face persecution. John chapter 16, these things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues, yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. I mean, how many Christians have been killed by the Roman Catholic Church? They thought they were doing God's service in the name of God. Because you didn't baptize your infants or you didn't take the wafer in the Eucharist. You didn't go to the Catholic Church. Because you didn't attend, they killed you. Because you read a Bible and you found what they considered contraband. They outlawed the Bible and the Bible was contraband. And they killed Christians, thinking they were doing God's service. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil. For the Son of Man's sake, rejoice ye in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. Look at Dr. Dixon, my friends. That man, when he gave the leadership to his son, he should have been in demand and in Bible colleges teaching young preacher boys of pastoring churches. The wealth of knowledge he has for the years of service, and yet the Bible colleges have been mum. Nobody invites him to come. Nobody comes. Nobody invites. Like he said, few pulpits let him speak on what he was speaking on last week. He's not invited into many pulpits across this country. We are no different today than when Jesus came the first time, and the Pharisees and the religious leaders who were hypocrites then were dealing with the hypocrites today. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, when they shall separate you from their company. Pastor Greg, Pastor Dixon, I mean, he should be in universities and colleges teaching men how to plant churches. And the Bible colleges are mum. They're quiet. They don't invite him. If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Do you see that contrast? Do you see that contrast? There's a contrast. The world is going to hate you because you love Christ. You need to read the recent article in the Trumpet Online. I believe it was the Trumpet Online. No, it may have been Don Boy's newsletter. The LGBT crowd is putting pressure on these Bible colleges all across the country. And from California, it's working its way east. Are changing their bylaws. And because they don't like the hate. They don't want to be dealing with the hate. So they want to be seen as tolerant. But the world's going to hate you. The divide is going to grow. Joel Osteen, did you see the article in the Trumpet, the written Trumpet? I have copies and I didn't bring them. Got to bring them. Connie put them, did all this work putting these trumpets together, and I didn't bring them. Wednesday night, be there Wednesday night at Ross's house. I'll have them Wednesday night. But Joel Osteen and his wife go to a Lady Gaga concert in New York City where she is just praising the LGBT and Pride Month and everything like that. And he has a photograph taken in front of a screen that was, you know, like one of these photo screens that they have where they take pictures, you know, that they were at this event or that event, you know. And you know, he's smiling, she's smiling. So there's evidence that they were there. Turn your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. You think the Apostle Paul would have gone to a Lady Gaga concert? You think? He would have been preaching. Verse 23, chapter 11 of 2 Corinthians. Paul is talking about the persecution that he has gone through. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more in labors, more abundant in stripes, above measure in prisons, more frequent in death oft. Just that first verse scares me. And it goes on and on, the suffering that he went through for the cause of Christ and to be a minister of Christ. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Of the Jews, 5 times. 5 times he was whipped was 39 times. 39 times. That happened 5 times. I am going to swallow that fly. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeyings often, in perils of the water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen. In perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fasting often, in cold and nakedness. Besides those things which are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the cares of all the churches. Who is weak? I am not weak. Who is offended? I burn not. If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things which concern my affirmities. Then up on the top of the next chapter, chapter 12. Well, your Bible may not be laid out the same way I am, but verse 7. 12:7, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. Nothing stops this guy. Nothing stops the Apostle Paul, because he wants to know him and the power of his resurrection. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And all the sufferings and weakness, nobody had the power to preach like the Apostle Paul. had enormous power to preach the word of God and reach so many people all around the known world at that time. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in my infirmities, in reproaches, in necessity, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake, for when I am weak, then am I strong. A disciple must love extraordinarily. The great commandment, Jesus said unto them, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. We're to love our neighbors. How have we existed in America? We have been a people who love our neighbors. That's a civil society. What are we seeing coming upon America today? An uncivilized society. Neighbor looked out for neighbor. Those of you who remember Warren Penn and Mary Penn, was it Mary Penn? Mary Penn. She came from a family of I don't think I'm exaggerating by saying there were 15 children in the house. And the mom died with the last birth, at the last child that was born into the home. Her dad worked the railroad line, only he was a cook on the food train when there was a derailment somewhere. He would be called in, and they lived right on a railroad track. He would be called in to work, and all the children had to take care of themselves. And they canned all the time, and he also bought big cans, and she said my dad put shelves all around the ceiling of the house that had cans of food all up there along the ceiling and in shelves, tons of cans of food. So he had always had plenty of food on hand for the kids, but then the neighbors watched out for them. And they took care, and you know, when they knew by the whistles, whatever whistles, there were certain whistles on the train line that called the father into work, and he would be gone for several days, if not several weeks. And that's how she grew up, that brothers and sisters took care of one another's. And then the neighbors looked in on them. And the father felt comfortable about that taking place. If ye love me, keep my commandments, the scriptures say. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, the scriptures say. In Colossians it says, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Charity is a giving love. The love chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. How many remember the Penns? Warren Penn, Mary Penn? They had the best chicken at camp. My, they was some finger-licking good chicken. I was blessed to be able to know them before they went home to be with the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, though I speak with tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not, means brag or boast not itself. It is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Bearing all things, believing all things, hoping all things, enduring all things. Now, when it says believing all things in the Word of God as truthful, we have to understand that just as much as there is fake news, there is fake science. And the fake science is older than the fake news. And evolution is fake science. And someday I will get into all the fraud in evolution. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether they be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, and charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Love. We have to have extraordinary love. A disciple needs to be extraordinary in their love. A disciple of Christ is to be an image of his master. A disciple of Christ is to be an image of his master. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. That is the striving goal of a disciple, is that we are part of the firstborn. Just like in harvest, you have the general harvest and there's the first fruits. The Bible wants us to be the first fruits. As a disciple, the Lord desires that we would be firstborn, first fruits, and get the extra blessing, the double blessing. Now, that's a challenge, isn't it? It's all a challenge for every one of us. But the Holy Spirit, the power of God, His strength is made perfect in our weakness. Amen? And the desire is to go on, press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And make it like a marathon, like you were in a marathon race, trying to win that prize. And that's what Paul is doing. That is what a disciple is to do, that we are to follow the master and become like the master, an image of our master. Does that make sense? Did I get that across okay? Four parts. All right. Heavenly Father, we just come to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. We pray your richest blessings upon our day and our week. Thank you for each person that's here today. And Lord, draw them near to thee. Lord, we just pray for our president, our vice president, pray for the current government. We pray, Lord, that you would be honored and exalted and glorified in our president. And Lord, that you would just give him strength, help him through the next election. And Lord, all the chatter, all the angry voices, and all the trouble and the stirring up of riots and disorder in the streets of many of our cities, Lord. I pray that you would bring that to an end and that, Lord, just expose the ungodly and their wickedness. And Lord, may their plan be seen and that there would be an overwhelming cry for righteousness and truth and, Lord, a restoration of God's word in the public square, in the public classroom. And Lord, we give you the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church. Join us every Sunday morning here on Freedom 95 at 7:30 and Sunday service at 10 a.m. Currently meeting at the Cambria Hotel, 13500 Tegler Drive, Noblesville, where you will hear the hard-hitting truths found in the Word of God, unabashedly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and His coming kingdom from the inerrant and infallible King James Bible, the true voice of freedom. Please join us again next week, in person and right here on Freedom 95.